Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Have we been noticing the story behind the story? Is it possible that this is a prototype of a much bigger plot and far greater victory? As noted earlier, there are just two Bible books named after women, Ruth and Esther. Both present a crisis that turned to bright rays of hope breaking through the darkness. The story of Ruth pictures the blessing of God coming through the Gentile to the Jew, instead of the other way around. Quote, "Salvation is of the Jews," John 4:22. But in Romans 11:11-15, salvation will be brought through the Gentiles by stirring jealousy in the hearts of Jews to seek their own Messiah. Is it also true that, quote, "If their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?" Romans 11:12. Israel had fallen, and the Jews had been scattered among the nations, as they are today. But there's a time coming when, Vashti-like, the Gentile will be replaced by the Jew, as God's representative in the world, as seen in the regrafting of original olive branches back into the tree, verses 17-24. The enemy will almost succeed in destroying the remnant, but for the coming of a deliverer, himself a Jew, who arises in the nick of time. What a portrait of the future restoration of Israel when, quote, "The Lord will make you the head and not the tail," Deuteronomy 28:13. Quote, "On that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of the enemy of the Jews," Esther 8:1. The king transferred power from Gentiles to the Jews, and gave, quote, "his signet ring to Mordecai," verse 2. What a day when, quote, "the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ," Revelation 11:15. In fact, quote, "all Israel will be saved," Romans 11:26. That is, the believing remnant. See Zechariah 13:8. But in our story, total deliverance has not yet come.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.